Hey, good morning, everybody. This is Russell Brunson. Welcome back to the Marketing Secrets Podcast. I hope that you are enjoying whatever it is you're doing in life right now, and I appreciate you taking a short break out, hanging out with me on this podcast, and to talk about marketing and all the things that get me and hopefully get you excited as well. So that said, let's keep the theme song. When we come back, I'm going to share with you some updates about and things I'm learning while I'm writing the books.
So the big question is this. How are entrepreneurs like us, who didn't cheat and take on venture capital, who are spending money from our own pockets, how do we market in a way that lets us get our products and our services and the things that we believe in out to the world and yet still remain profitable? That is the question, and this podcast will give you the answers. My name is Russell Brunson, and welcome to Marketing Secrets.
All right, everybody. So first off, so many exciting things happening. We are getting closer and closer to Christmas. If you've been following along, you know that recently I wrote my third book, the Traffic Secrets book, and then I started a rewrite of the .com and Expert Secrets book. So I rewrote the .com Secrets book, and I'm not gonna. It's basically a brand new book. So that was like a whole second book, and I started the Expert Secrets book. I'm like, oh, this one's not gonna be that big of a deal. It's gonna be simple, but I am now 2 weeks into it, and it's literally a brand new book. So if you read the old ones, they're okay. The new ones, they're insane, and I'm excited for it. Yesterday, actually, the publisher, Hay House, they sent me back the interior proof of the Traffic Secrets book. So we took it, and we printed it out and spiral bound it. Like the exact same size will actually be when it's a book. So I'm actually holding right now in my hands the first Traffic Secrets book. Which is crazy, and it's insane, and can't wait to deliver this to you guys so you can start using it, especially right now. I don't know if you guys are filling the season we're in, but we're in the season of Mark Zuckerberg shutting people down like crazy. Left and right, everybody's accounts are getting shut down, which is what I prophesied out in the book. So I'm hoping the book comes out before he shuts everyone down. Otherwise, people will be like, yeah, Russell, we saw that happen a while ago. Whereas if you guys, if you read my book first, you're going to be like, Russell's a genius. So let's just pray that he keeps everybody's ad accounts live at least until May 5th. And then afterwards, you can do whatever you want because now you'll have the new blueprint for traffic without having to rely on the Zuck or the Berg or whatever you want to call them. So anyway, that's exciting. But today I'm coming to you because, like I said, I'm sitting here doing the rewrite of the Expert Secrets book. I'm excited because there's so many new things I'm adding in here. And like one of the big sections is I'm talking about is frameworks. And how to create your own framework, and then how you teach your framework, and how you use that to teach people, but then also how you use it to create products. And like, anyway, the framework is like this core foundational thing that I've never talked about before. I did a podcast episode about it a little while ago, which is worth listening to. It's called The Framework Plus Four Secrets. I'm not going to go deep into the framework stuff. Just to let you know that I'm geeking out on frameworks because of that, like as I'm going through this book, I'm deliberately making really solid frameworks. And so, for example, yesterday, a little more than yesterday. It was yesterday, the night before yesterday, which doesn't really matter to you. But I was doing the edits on the chapter, the future-based cause chapter in the Expert Secrets book. And if you read that, the chapter is good, but it's like, here's a whole bunch of ideas. Like, oh, you can do this and this and this. And like, so it was good from like an idea generating chapter, but as I was looking at it, there was no like framework to it. It was just like, you could do this and you could do this and I did this and you know, here's what Brandon Kalin did. And like, so it was good for my ideas, but wasn't good for like, here's a framework you can model, you can replicate, you can, you know, simplify, you can use over and over and over again. So I started looking at all the stuff that was in there, and then I broke it down and I simplified it into like an actual framework. And then I made a doodle because I'm a doodler. So I doodled, I listed out like the steps of a framework, and I doodled it out. And I started freaking out, and I sent a picture of the doodle to like 10 people. They all freaked out, and then we doodled it, and now it's in the book. So you guys will see the doodle. I wish I could show it to you right now, but maybe I'll send a picture of it, and Chris can make it the podcast cover. So maybe go back and look for the podcast cover of this episode, and you'll see the doodle. But basically, it was a doodle about how to create a future-based cause. And what's interesting is now I'm thinking, here's random ideas, and then building a framework and plugging those frameworks in or those ideas into the framework. Now it's like so simple and so replicatable. And so I'm going to kind of wise walk you through this. So this is coming back to the Expert Secrets chapter on how to create a future-based cause. And so basically, let me see if I can pull it up in the book as I'm going through this. That way we've got it. Okay, so the way that I did the structure, So secret number 4 in the book, it might change, it might be 5 actually, because I had another chapter earlier. But all right, so there's basically 4 steps inside of this framework. So step number 1 is you have to launch your platform to become your dream customer's guide to the result they're trying to get, right? And so this is where it's like, basically these dream customers, they could be trying to get their result from anybody. So it's like, why should they pick you? And why should they pick your movement and your tribe and your people? And so I talk about creating like a campaign slogan. So for the funnel hacking movement, the big slogan is one funnel away, right? It's something I'm always talking about. I've been talking about it for 4 years now. I keep preaching it from the everywhere I can. You're one funnel away, one funnel away. Like that's my campaign speech to get people into our movement, right? It's the same thing, you know, when in political elections, every politician has some kind of like slogan they use to try to get people to follow them into their political party and vote for them, right? So us as entrepreneurs, we got to do the same thing. We got to like treat our business like a campaign. Like we're campaigning for the attention of our dream customers. How do we get that? And then it was crazy in the Expert Secrets book, the original one, I shared 2 or 3 political campaigns where I'm like, it's interesting. If you look at political campaigns, most of the winners used, you know, future-based causes, and most of the people who lost used improvement offers. So then yesterday, as I was writing this chapter, I went back through, I was like, I want to see how far back that's actually true. So I went back and I found all the campaign slogans, all the way back to the year I was born, so 1980. And what is insane is every single person from 1980 till this last election, the person who won always had a future-based cause as their campaign slogan. And every single person who lost always had an improvement offer, all the way back to 1980. It actually went back further, but 1980 was the year I was born, so I'm like, I'm going to stop here. But I have them all here inside the book. It's so crazy. Like 1980, Jimmy Carter's. The losers, again, they had an improvement offer that focused on the present. So Jimmy Carter's, when he lost in 80, was a tested and trustworthy team. So he's saying, like, we're focusing on the present. Like, we've got a good team. We're trusted. We're going to do good. Whereas Ronald Reagan, in 1980, his campaign slogan was, anybody know? Drum roll, please. I'll give you a hint. Donald Trump used it in his last election. So 1980, Reagan's slogan was, let's make America great again, which is a future-based cause, a new opportunity. It's crazy. And then you look down and, like, Walter Mondale in 1984 lost to Ronald Reagan, and Mondale said, for new leadership, which is very much an improvement offer, we're going to make better leaders. When Ronald Reagan said, it's morning again in America, future-based cause, boom, this thing's happening. Anyway, it goes down. Bob Dole had an improvement offer. Al Gore, John Kerry, John McCain, Mitt Romney, all of them had present improvement offers, and all the winners had few. Anyway, it's insanely cool. So that's number 1 in my framework, right? So then I talk about that, I explain it, I tell a story, and then I give some tactics on how to, the strategy of how it works, and then tactics on how it actually works, right? And I show a bunch of case studies of people who done future-based cause. Okay, after that, now I've done a campaign, I get somebody into my movement, into my cause. Now the next thing is I have to give them an identity shift, right? So this is now where I need to make them become a funnel hacker, right? Like I give them t-shirts, I give them an I am statement, I am a funnel hacker, I build funnels, I'm doing all those things to get them to make this transition, to put on, as Caitlin Poland said at Funnel Hacking Live 2 years ago, she's like, when someone puts on their swag, their t-shirt, whatever, it's like an identity shift. It's like they're putting on their Superman cape. Like now they're a different person. They're able to accomplish things differently because of this identity shift, right? So number 1 is I campaign for their attention. Number 2, I'm giving them identity shift. And then step 3 now is when somebody comes into my community, right? They're trying to get a result. They're trying to make money, trying to lose weight, trying to whatever result your business has, right? Plug that in here, right? And so you're taking them on this journey of achievement. They're trying to achieve something, right? And if you see my little doodle here, there's this doodle that moves people up the value ladder. And you're trying to get them to achieve something. But the problem is that most of the time you're trying to achieve something, it's way out there. Like, I'm trying to lose weight. I'm trying to make money. I'm trying to build a company. Like, and it's not a very tangible thing. You're just running towards growth a lot of times, right? And so what we do then is inside of that, we try to create these milestone awards to give people ribbons, to give people awards along the path, which will help pull them towards the result, right? And so for us, it's the 2 Comma Club Awards, right? 2 Comma Club, when someone hits $1 million, that's a milestone. When they hit 2 Comma Club X, that's 10 million, that's a milestone. 2 Comma Club C, what? What's 2 Comma Club C? Well, C is the Roman numeral for 100, so it's the 100 million award. And we also have 3 Comma Club Award that we're building for somebody who, you know, someone who's going to earn that someday. But we have these milestone awards that pull people to the end of the finish line, right? And so that's the journey of achievement. And then this comes back to the Heroes 2 journeys. Ah, so many cool things. also inside the Extra Secrets book, that every hero's got a journey of achievement, but they also have a journey of transformation. So the second thing is your job inside of this future-based cause is to give them the journey of transformation. So what are you doing that way? And so it's like the social missions. It's what we do with Village Impact, with OUR. It's this new Too Hard Award that we're coming out with soon. Anyway, a whole bunch of cool stuff. But anyway, so that is the framework that I created. So I took this mass chaos of a chapter, a whole bunch of random things, and I built out a framework. I made a doodle to go with framework. And then from there, you're able to actually go through, and people can go through now and see, okay, to build a future-based call, it's like, here's the structure. Here's what I do. Now it's replicatable. They can see it, and they can do it over and over and over again. And so I think one of the big things, this podcast, and there's two kind of points to it. One is diving back into like creating your own framework. Don't just teach stuff that's cool with a whole bunch of, here's cool, and this is cool, and this is cool. It's like create a framework you can develop and design to make something replicatable for somebody so they can come back and they can do it. And then number two is just understanding like future-based cause, some of the cool things tied back to that. So anyway, I'm so excited for you guys to get these new copies of this book. It's funny, I got people who message me like, I just bought .com Secrets, I just bought Expert Secrets. I'm like, dang it. I'm like, it's good, but it's gonna be great. Read it, but then read the next one coming out in a couple months from now. I promise it'll be worth it. Oh, so funny. Anyway, well, that said, I'm gonna get back to writing. I got 2 weeks left to write. Whew, to get this book done. So wish me luck. Also, we're almost sold out of Funnel Hacking Live tickets. If you don't have your ticket to Funnel Hacking Live yet, you should get there. This year's event is gonna be insane. The lineup's insane. We announced Tony Robbins is coming back to speak. We got Tom Bilyeu, who's the founder of Quest Nutrition. They sold for $1 billion. Now he runs Impact Theory. We got Ryan Holiday, who's my favorite author. We've got tons of people in our funnel hacking community. We've got Prince EA, who has got one of the best storytellers I've ever met or ever seen. He's got videos that have been seen like 2 or 3 billion times on Facebook, all based on just amazing storytelling. Anyway, so much good stuff happening. And it's all happening Funnel Hacking Live in January. So if you have your tickets yet, you should hurry. We might be sold out by the time you hear this, but if not, we're going to be sold out soon. So make sure you get your tickets at funnelhackinglive.com. All right, guys. With that said, appreciate you all. Thanks for hanging out. And we will talk to you soon. Hey, this is Russell again. And really quick, I want to thank you so much for listening to the Marketing Secrets podcast. I hope you enjoyed this episode. And if you did, can you imagine what it would be like to experience this for 4 days with 5,000 other insane funnel hackers, people who are just like you, who think like you, who believe like you, who have vision like you? If you would like to do that, then you need to be at this year's Funnel Hacking Live. It's coming up very, very soon. If you don't have your tickets yet, you can go to funnelhackinglive.com, and it gives you the ability to leave your home, leave where you're trying to create and dream, and come to a place with a whole bunch of people who think like you, who believe like you, who see visions like you of what they can create and what they can become. Funnel Hacking Live is not just a marketing event. It's not just a personal development event. It's both of those things wrapped into one, and it is an experience that will change your life forever. So I want to make sure you get your tickets. If you don't have them yet, go to funnelhackinglive.com. Get your tickets. We have sold out 5 years in a row. We will sell it this year as well. And after you get tickets, you will be there with 5,000 other insane, crazy, fun funnel hackers talking about how to grow their business, sharing all the best marketing secrets, things that are working today. You got to go get your tickets now at funnelhackinglive.com. Thanks so much, and I'll see you in Nashville.